As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up just a few joys and concerns that are on our hearts and minds and have been shared with us throughout this week. The first of which, our confirmation class held a little retreat this past Wednesday, which we would like to lift up as a joy. Our two confirmands, who are joys themselves, Cameron Albano and Caden Gilbert, have been waiting patiently and hanging in there, and we do intend to confirm them in October. More details to come about that, but for now we celebrate being together, distanced and masked, but together nonetheless. And a few concerns. We are very much keeping in our prayers parents and teachers and administrators and students as they discern and make challenging decisions about the days and weeks ahead. And we also keep in our prayers those with ongoing health concerns, many of whom we've lifted up in prior weeks, who continue to receive treatments and do their best to stay healthy and safe during this time. I invite you to be with me now in prayer. God, this is indeed a day of new beginnings, time to remember and move on. Time to come to you in prayer, to ask for help doing that, to lay our joys and concerns at your feet, with thanksgiving, with hesitation, with tears, with pleas. Hear our prayers. God, we pray for all who feel overwhelmed and hopeless by events and circumstances, the loss of a job, the death of a loved one, a serious accident or illness or diagnosis, pain, depression, isolation. Be the hope, the comfort, and the presence of peace that we need this day. God, we pray for all who, like Joseph, find themselves deeply wounded by people they love, people whose trust has been broken and betrayed, and those who are struggling now to place trust in you. Remind them in real and tangible ways of your endless care. God, we pray for all who carry the weight of grief, bitterness, and anger, so often born from a place of deep hurt. Heal those wounds, O God, and give us the strength to release those rocks that hold us down. And in that release, may we feel the lightness of your grace and the joy of your mercy. May it allow us to live more fully into who you have created us to be. Loving God, you do not want us to suffer, but we know that life often hands us suffering. Turn our suffering into dancing. We know that you are a God of life, and that you know that life holds both joy and pain. So we ask you now, O God, to hear our prayers. Through the life-giving power of your Holy Spirit, make your presence known to us and fill us with your life-giving, life-saving, life-restoring Spirit. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
So the question as worship draws to a close is this: do you have rocks in your socks, in your pockets, in your life weighing you down? You remember the poem that Pastor Addy shared with us about Malcolm. There are days when we are all Malcolm, when we carry around far too many rocks, and yes, parting with them may be hard, but if we can let go of them one at a time, what a difference that would make. So may that be our challenge as we face the week that lies ahead. And as we go out into the world, carefully, safely, with concern for one another, may we do so in peace. May we do so with the awareness that we do not go alone. As you go, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you. Amen.